Welcome back, listeners. I am Nathan Ray, your personal digital marketing consultant, and this is Let's Get Digital. Today, we're going to talk about something very brief, something easy, something everybody should be doing with their business right here, right now. And if you're not doing it, you're not doing your due diligence, and quite frankly, it's a little bit lazy. Now, it may not be lazy if you don't know about it, which I'm excited even more to talk to you about it, but let's get right into it. Let's talk Google Posts. Do you know what they are? Why do they exist? Right? Have you ever heard of them? You should look it up right now. All right. Now, Google Posts, you've probably seen them if you clicked on somebody's Google listing right before you go into their actual website. Just underneath all of their business information, you're going to see a little post. It has a graphic, a picture, and it says something a little bit more enticing to get you to go into their website or call them right away. Okay. Why am I talking about this? Well, we are a Google Premier partner here at the company I work for. We get all of these analytics on how this is helping your business, but at the end of the day, it's because it's a new tool. And every time Google comes out with a new tool, now this isn't very new, but it's new to the podcast. I get excited. Our company gets excited. Our clients get excited because two things happen. A, it's a tool that is it makes your business a little bit more enticing when they go before they even go into your business, right? But two, if you're using it, which takes you 3 seconds, it's just like a Facebook post, right? If you're doing it, Google sees that you're using it and they reward you. How do they reward you? That's the question, right? Well, if you're on this podcast and you listen to my first one, you understand that at the end of the day, our ultimate goal is to get you found online, right? Get you found locally when people are looking for your business. Make sure you're the best possible option. Well, quite frankly, when it comes to Google's algorithm, right? What they're seeing, they take a look at so many things, so many little things. But one of those things are Google Posts. If Google's giving you a tool, a free tool for your business, and you are not utilizing it, but somebody else is, one of your competitors, guess who Google's gonna choose as one of the best options? Who's the better option? The person using the free tool or the person not using it at all that doesn't know it exists? The person using it. Pretty easy, right? No brainer. Well, if you didn't know about these Google Posts, it's very important to get started doing them, right? You can do them however long, however often that you want. We do them for our clients, but they're completely free, quite frankly. Just go online, go to Google My Business, type in, put a little graphic, say a little bit more about your business, right? It's super easy to use. I encourage you to just go online and say how to use a Google Post, and in 5 seconds, you're going to be an expert, right? But we need to talk about this because Google is constantly giving us free tools to use. And if you're not using them, you're not doing your due diligence. You're not getting the business that you deserve, right? Or do you deserve it? Do you deserve it if you're not using a free tool? Nah, not really. Not in Google's eyes, at least. And quite frankly, Google's pretty sassy. They say, oh my gosh, we gave them this really cool tool. We gave them this easy tool to use and they're not using it? Oh my gosh, let's pick the people down the street. Why would we not pick them? They're using the tool that we gave them, right? Point of this is there are things that are constantly changing in our digital marketing world. And if you're not changing with it, you're getting left behind. Not only by the marketers, but by the companies that are actually utilizing it, your competitors that are actually utilizing these cool little tools every single day. Right now, I want you to go to some of your competitors. Take a look at what I'm talking about. Click on their actual Google listing, type in their name, go to the Google listing. If below all of their business information, you see a graphic and you see a little post, that is a Google post. Go do it. Do it right now. Is it going to make you be at the top of the list? Absolutely not. No, but it's only hurting you if you don't, for two reasons. One, it's a free ad, essentially, before people actually click on your website or give you a call now, right? And B, it's a free ad. Use it. These are so easy to use. It drives me insane. People are like, oh, well, why would I want to do that? I mean, listen here. You can be ignorant to the fact that things are constantly changing. You like the way you're doing things. You might have manila folders in your office and you're not using that pretty shiny thing in the front room called a computer. But if you're not changing with the way we're doing things these days, you're getting left behind, people. But you're on my podcast right now. You're listening to Let's Get Digital. Hopefully you want to get digital and you want to understand the ins and outs of what we do on a daily basis. And you also want to understand the fun new tools that we get to use. Right now we're talking about Google Posts. It's literally that simple. So I'm going to wrap it up here. Right now, I encourage every single one of you to say, what is a Google Post in Google? It's going to tell you exactly how to use it. It takes 3 seconds to actually use it, right? It's a free ad. Start it today. I encourage you to take a look at your conversion rate or click-through rate. CTR is what we call it, right? I want you to see, starting today, what were your analytics like today? And 2 weeks from now, I want you to go back to those same analytics and I want you to see what your conversion rate is. I want to see how many more people are clicking on your website button. That's what I want to see, or call now button. That's what we want to see. And if you see any little change in there, I'm just going to say you're welcome. Okay? Even though I'm taking credit for it, but even though obviously Google created it, but I'm telling you right now, I'm taking credit, right? And I want you to let me know if it helped you. At least a little bit. I don't care if it's just a slight bump, because it probably was that. All right? With that being said, this is Let's Get Digital. My name is Nathan Ray. I am your personal digital marketing consultant. And I cannot wait to talk to you guys next Tuesday about some other things that I saw in the field the past couple of days. Right? Today's Thursday. I've seen a couple of cool things. I have a really exciting demo tomorrow, but until then, I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend, and I cannot wait to talk to you guys next Tuesday. Have a great day, guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.